Burden, Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 15, 1904. Dear Brother Burden, last night I was unable to sleep past 12 o'clock. I was given an important message to bear. I have been writing out the instruction that was given me and will send you a copy of this when it is ready. I shall no longer hold my peace. I am bidden to cry aloud and spare not. I have tried in every way to bring about the needed reformation and save the souls of those who are following a wrong course. But I cannot go on as I have been going. When every effort has been made to save their souls, and yet all is in vain, we must cry aloud and spare not, lest our silence be interpreted to mean consent. The time has come when each one must stand in his lot and place, prepared to call sin, sin, and righteousness, righteousness. I am very grateful to my Heavenly Father that you have secured a building near Los Angeles for sanitarium work. Your description of the building shows the truth of the testimonies I have borne, that buildings suitable for our work will be offered to us at a low price. We must make earnest efforts to improve the opportunities that God sends us, that His work may advance as rapidly as possible. If it is at all consistent with our work, we shall attend the Los Angeles camp meeting. At present, I am not at all strong, but I am praying to the Lord to strengthen me. For several months before I left California, I was engaged in work that was terribly wearing. At last, my strength gave way, and for 2 or 3 weeks, I wrote hardly anything. I feared that my brain power was seriously impaired. One day, just before leaving home, I was alone with God in my room, praying for His healing power to come upon me. All at once, a change took place. The difficulty in my head left me instantly, and I was made whole. My head has endured the strain of the meeting here and the one at Berrien Springs. At Berrien Springs, my work was exceedingly difficult. It was terrible to see the blindness upon minds, but the Lord gave me special victories. Angels of God stood by my side, and His Spirit rested on me. Let us have faith that we shall have special help from God. Let us not talk unbelief, but be cheerful in the Lord. Let us be one in Christ. Unity is strength. Christ's last prayer with His disciples shows the importance of unity. My brother, have constant faith in God. Every day comes to us weighted with important responsibilities, which God alone can give us strength to fulfill. Be not weary in well-doing. Be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Walk and work by faith.